Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Sorry I'm late. I had a day today and I got caught up on certain things. So I was looking at some stuff and I wanted to somehow convey what I've been watching, which has been alarming me. It's in science fiction. And science fiction, as we all know, isn't science fiction. It's science presented in a fictitious way. That's probably the more accurate definition of science fiction today. And I was watching a couple. I saw Black Widow, I mentioned this on the last show, and I was watching Continuum, and I saw season two, and I was looking at season three, and right off the bat, it was really interesting. Season two had where if you were in a camp, you know, a gulag, concentration camp, whatever, and you somehow overextended your debt, they took you in, put you on this chair harness, bent you over, and put a chip between the shoulder blade. And I found that to be really, really interesting. They placed it there because basically there they would control everything, your autonomous nervous system, your biological functionality, your brain, your the coordination of your body, the whole works. And watching that, watching what happened after they branded this chip into the spine, and then afterwards how the interface had integrated completely with everything in the body, took the person completely over. Elon Musk's idea of a neural link, this expressed it to a T, what I've been saying would happen. He's an idiot, a moron. You know, to think that a sophistication of a chip that sophisticated, integrated with an AI network, that you would somehow be in control. It completely put this person in a zone where she was there, and she was there in the physical, but everywhere else she was gone, completely upgraded and overwritten. So then I'm watching season three. I think it was the second or third one I was watching. And the character, the main character of the show, is in her, they're showing her what she did in her time frame before she got thrown back in time. And she had to go, they were in an area where they were chasing some sort of organized syndicate. So she took off and she found this guy sitting on the ground who happened to be a snitch for the police department, or the whatever you want to call it. Because in the future, corporations completely take over everything. And they run the planet. They are the government. It's like back in the day when the religious institutions ran the government. There was a theocratic system. This is a completely fascist takeover by corporations. Anyway, when she walks by, she's been given an order to kill this informant. And she kept saying, well, he works for us. He works for us. So they pressed the command. The AI took her right over, because she's got some sort of CPU unit inside of her connected. Took her over. She pulled out her gun, shot the guy right between the forehead, dead. Now, I thought about that. I thought, well, this is interesting. A whole new way of getting people to cooperate by using a Neuralink mind control. But that's what the Black Widow was showing as well. That in that sci-fi, same thing happened where the abducted children that were trained by the military instituted nanotechnology or nanobiotech integrated it into the people that they had trained, so they were in complete control. Another movie to go watch if you really want to see a chip take over and even compartmentalize the person's consciousness in a compartment in the brain, go look at a movie called Upgrade. These things that they're showing isn't sci-fi. These things that they're showing, corporations all over the world, you know, are working night and day to get this tech going, because an obedient slave is a profitable slave. And in this interface, now think about this for 1 minute. You got about 75 to 85% of this planet has been given a mask to wear that doesn't stop fuck all, doesn't stop anything, and yet people have voluntarily allowed themselves to be programmed to do this through whatever means that they have come up with the program. They have got these people programmed. Now what happens if you put a chip into these people? They are the perfect machine. They'll do any job you tell them. You tell them to shovel shit with their toenails, they'll shovel shit with their toenail. If you tell them to, you know, stand upside down and, you know, piss on yourself, they'll do it. I mean, this is total control. Total control. Imagine telling a platoon of soldiers to go into an area where you have nothing but women and children. A lot of soldiers today will not capitulate to do that. They'll fight it and say, no, I'm not going in there. There'll be women and children. Show us a soldier, we'll go kill the soldier. Now you take over and they go in. There was another movie, Divergence. It was another one. Like I said, if you look at these movies, they're all talking about implementing hardware into a person's body to completely override their biomatrix so that they can now take full control over whoever they got these chips in. And the interesting thing about these chips, a couple of them are showing how they put them and insert them inside the back, base of the back. So like I said, you don't look at sci-fi for entertainment purposes. Don't go, ooh, ah, ee, ooh, look at that, oh, ah, yeah, because you'll miss the boat. I tell everybody, if you're going to see something, looking for something, watch it three times in a row. Just so by the time you get to the third time, you've desensitized yourself so you won't get distracted with the fanfare that they try to propagate in their movie making. Like I said, it's the world we're living in today, and whatever democracy you thought you had, let me remind you, you've never been free. Ever. The only thing free that you ever had was the word F-R-E-E. That's all you've ever had. You've been controlled from the time you were born till the time you died. And people in the hierarchy, the higher ups, have made decisions for you that you never had any say in. So when you're looking at what's going on today, you know, and then you're looking at all the bimbo bunkers, fraud, people getting on here, tell you what's going on, how, you know, this is that, that's this, and this is up, and this is down, this is left, this is right, when in reality, none of that's true. You know, there's a video on my show. Here, let me see where the heck it is here. I forgot now. It is called Secure isolation. Oh, upgrade. Is it upgrade? Oh, no, it ain't it either. What the heck was it now? I'm trying to see what the heck it was. Lost it. Let me see what the heck happened here. Give me 1 second here. I'm kind of in the loss here. Oh, isolation. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's an article in Canada. For those of you in Canada. About having building secure isolation places for Canadians. You're going to need to be protected. Because if you don't go into the protection zones that they're going to put you into to relocate you, to get you out of the lands that they want you out of, so that the Chinese can come over and take them over, then they're going to have to put you somewhere where if you die, you die. That's what's going to happen. Don't be concerned about whether or not they're going to build these things. They've got them built. And don't worry about whether or not you're going to, have that on you. Don't worry. It's coming. It's coming. The ding-dongs that conceded to wearing a mask for whatever reason. You proclaim ignorance, you can proclaim what you want, but the responsibility is on those people who voluntarily chose to take these injections. That's why I say I don't have any empathy if they start to die off. I don't. I feel bad that they made such a stupid mistake, but when they start dropping, you know what? I'm not going to feel any remorse. I will feel a little sorrow that they were stupid enough to do this, but when you got a tsunami going on the planet, think about 80% of people are vaccinated, and the rest aren't vaccinated. That can cause a little bit of a tilt on the planet, and can cause a little bit of a tilt on you. So, what are you going to do? How are you going to deal? Are you armed? Are you protected? You know how to make explosives to send them around your property just to make sure that people who may be, bad guys, they hit one of those and all of a sudden something happens, they may reconsider coming back to your place again. So, I mean, like I said, you got to start thinking in terms. Don't look at the police today as your friend. The ones that are still staying on the force, I do believe, are probably UN peacekeeping troops that are dressed to look like Canadian police. So that's my take on it. Be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready. You can no longer assume that the traditional things that you grew up with as a child and as an adult, that those things today are there anymore. You heard my story where I called up Bell to get a phone service here in Canada. And what happened? Well, I'm talking to 5 countries. Malaysia, Taiwan, India, the Philippines, Quebec. And that threw me for a loop, too. Nothing is going to work the way it used to. Get used to that. The concept of being put in isolation, the drawback with that is they'll force it to get so bad out in the street that you're not going to be able to get any food or handouts or anything because nobody will be able to help you out. And when you see all this going on today, how we're heading, I always encourage you all to be prepared. Be prepared, you know, in whatever form or fashion you come up with, be prepared. You know, be like the five wise and the five foolish. The five wise we got ready and we're ready. You know, make sure you have that as well. That urgency to be prepared. I got a bunch of stuff here. Nanoinformatics, you know, how they're collecting through nanotechnology, they're collecting all kinds of data on you so that when they're ready to design when they try to institute this tech into the body and it goes through and monitors everything, that's the word, monitors everything, and then directs the traffic inside for construction, you know, and this information that this is collecting from your body being put into an AI, it gives them a lot more power over you in regarding to how to even terminate you. What's the best way? They're just going to look at your genetic code. Nothing is secure, nothing is safe, nothing is what it was. You have to remember, we are in war. We are in a war. There's no question we're in war. I've been looking at some of the resets that were here in the past, and not everything's gone. And I saw over in near Turkey, they had what looked like a church with an octagon. An octagon is basically a symbol that has eight sides and eight angles. Anyway, when you're looking at this, it looks like a Stargate. Big, huge, you know what? That's probably what that symbol means. It just hit me now. The octagon is huge in front of on top of the building, and then there's this big, huge brass ball, which may be indicating the sun, and the other elements there might be possibly a sector of space that we're in, but I digress. And that was speculation, by the way. You got these devices still floating around today. I saw someone sent me a church that looked like, you know, when you go into some of these churches, you go through the front door in the center, and they got this big, huge glass there. Well, they had this glass. It was a big circular glass with this gold trim, and it was a speaker. And the term cathedral means cathode with an all. So they combined it to cathedral. But if you take away, if you go back to the last reset, they were already using electricity for lights and other things. So, you know, here we are today recycling what was in the last reset and the reset before that, except every time we seem to get into this resetting and we go through it, the planet is worse off. And it's the way it is. We are living in a place where the illusion is more than the reality. Delusion is more than the reality. So like I said, we're looking at this technology today, and I put some bunch of stuff up here tonight in regarding to, trying to keep everybody informed. So when you see the Hollywood Dr. Bimbos come along, you'll be ready for them. They won't be able to fool you. You'll be rock solid, you know. And it's important that we understand we're in this war. And understanding how this nanotechnology is being used as a means of war and how other things that we're being exposed to is all about war. We are in a war. We don't realize that the nature of this war, how it's being fought, but nonetheless, it's a war. It's a war to subjugate everybody's mind so that they will be completely obedient to the new establishment that's coming into the world. And if you don't comply, you wind up either in a gulag or you wind up as an experiment. And if you're dead, oh well, c'est la vie. Where you came from. That's how they see it. When we're looking at the elements that we're dealing with today, and some of the things that we are seeing through entertainment, or if you're going out and about, you look at some of the technological things they're putting into vehicles of all kinds, airplanes. You know, it's amazing at the rapid rate of development that we're having today, that was unheard of 40, 50 years ago. It was a lot more tedious. So it's important that you read this information I'm putting on here tonight in regarding to nano information, so that you can be well prepared, you know, be well prepared, and so that you can be not easily deceived by anybody that comes along with whatever horse hockey that they want to sell you. You won't take it. Read these texts I'm putting out here tonight. It's going to be sort of a short show. Like I said, it's been a long day. And I want you to read these things. Look them up. Look up the information on it. I want you to get a good bird's eye view and a good perspective of what you're actually dealing with. Because the the shills out there that are selling shit today know that the bulk of you, or the majority of you, don't understand what's really going on. And I'm not talking about the really awakened people. I'm talking about the ones who aren't. And you go into a bank and they'll throw you out if you don't have a mask, all this crazy stuff. But you got to get ready, and you got to be prepared to understand the nature of how this actually works, what it actually does when it gets into the system, and how to pull it out correctly. You're not going to do what they're telling you to do. If you do what they're telling you to do, majority of you will start having major problems, because the format's completely crazy, what the medical will try to do, or some of these gurus will try to do. So be aware of that. Be aware that there's a lot there, not snake oil. They're the snake that they're releasing to go inside you to take you over. So, like I said, it's to your advantage if you start reading this stuff. Get yourself more familiarized with the nanobiotech, so that, you know, you're forearmed, you're forewarned, and now you know what to do. You know how to deal with them. That's 90% of the battle, dealing with people that they just can't see at all. Alrighty, let me see where I'm at here. I think I got what I wanted to get tonight. Let me see here. Oop, give me a second. I'm all over the place again. I am going to call it a short show, and maybe I'll do another one later on today. Like I said, it's been a day, and it's getting late. And I want everybody, again, little bits and bites, so that when you see something on the internet, you don't get all alarmed and go crazy and think, oh, you look at it and see what you're dealing with. That would be the best bet. And if it's dangerous, if you don't have means to defend against it, then leave it. You know, come back with your bazooka the next day or something like that. Alrighty, as I always say on my shows, you've got the people above on the shows. We're all doing something. So by all means, support these people. They are working on your behalf to get you informed and keep you healthy. You know, like I said, look at everything. Look at the links. look at the, read them, research them, you know, get it into you, get it so that you understand it. Like I said, shills that sell pills are going to be about a dime a dozen now. All right, like I said, at the end of these shows, I've got the links in the bottom. We've got people above. I always tell everybody at the end of these shows to read the Gospels so that you can at least see what's going on there. And you might be surprised if you pay attention to what you're reading in the Gospels, how you'll see things that are very scientific in there as well. Revelations, read the letters, read the whole thing. You know, get to be familiar with that book. That's the playbook they're going by. You might want to know what's happening. I think that pretty well has got it. I'm not sure here. Let me take a look here. Where'd it go? There we are. Yeah, I think that's about got it. So today's going to be a short show, but the information will be heavy duty. So go take a look. It'll get you going, even on your own personal research, to venture up, you know, being beyond what I'm showing you, so that you're not swayed. Okay, and the other thing I want to point out, if you're making a comment in the Podbean, I can't answer the comment because I don't use a cell phone, so I don't have that feature. So if you want to send me a comment, send it to my email, independs@yahoo.com. This way, it doesn't clutter up the front, you know, of the place where I'm at, with all these letters that are, or mail coming in that could be directed through the internet. But anyway, yeah, that's what, you know, that's what we need to do. Alrighty. As I always say, you know, we're still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So to your health, to the next audio. Take care.